The World This Week. Politics.
America's Supreme Court is preparing to overturn the constitutional right to an abortion, according to the leaked draft of a majority opinion in a case that is before the court. Written by Samuel Alito, it argues that Roe v. Wade, the ruling in 1973 that secured women's right to an abortion, was egregiously wrong from the start and must be overruled. The court stressed that it was still deliberating and that the draft did not represent the final opinion of the justices. Still, the leak propelled abortion to the front of campaigning for the midterm elections. Meanwhile, Oklahoma became the latest state in effect to outlaw abortion after the governor signed a bill banning the procedure after 6 weeks. More than a dozen American states have prepared laws that will immediately prohibit abortion if Roe is overturned. J.D. Vance won the Republican primary in Ohio to be the party's Senate candidate. Mr. Vance, who wrote a best-selling memoir about the Appalachian values of his family, was boosted in the race by Donald Trump's endorsement. His victory is seen as confirmation that Mr. Trump is still the Republican kingmaker. Ursula von der Leyen, the president of the European Commission, said the EU would ban the import of Russian oil within 6 to 9 months. But Hungary, Russia's closest friend in the bloc, said it would veto the plan unless countries that import Russian oil via pipelines, as it does, are exempted. The EU is blocking aid to Hungary for violating the rule of law. Olaf Scholz, Germany's chancellor, said he would back Finland and Sweden's membership of NATO if they decide to join. Earlier, Mr. Scholz attended a trade union rally where protesters shouted warmonger at him for sending arms to Ukraine. He responded that Ukrainians would think it cynical to be told to defend themselves against Putin's aggression without weapons. Spain said that Pedro Sanchez, the prime minister, the current defense minister, and a former foreign minister had all been victims of Pegasus smartphone spyware. More than 60 people associated with the Catalan separatist movement were previously known to have been targets. Spanish intelligence is suspected of bugging the separatists, and Morocco of bugging the government. Luis Inácio Lula da Silva, a left-wing former president of Brazil and the front-runner for the presidential election in October, claimed that Volodymyr Zelensky could have done more to prevent the war in Ukraine. Lula also criticized Joe Biden for not stopping the war.